Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
Coming at you live from my house. I've got my coffee with me. I'm under a blanket. I got my hoodie on. And it's 80 degrees outside because it is about, feels like it's 40 degrees in here. I've got my co-host with me, beside me. RJ is in the swing beside me, so he may be, you may be hearing him. If he, gets a little too rambunctious, I'm going to have to go take him to his mommy. But right now, he's doing good. He's beside me. My other co-host, Angie, is in bed right now. She's got a headache. So hopefully she'll feel better and she'll come out and join us tonight on this lovely Monday, October evening. October 8th. I can't believe it's October 8th and it's still like 90 degrees outside here in Richmond. It's just disgusting. I'm so ready for the fall. I'm ready for cooler weather. Now, I don't particularly like being freezing cold, but you know, I just need a little break from this heat. It's just, man, heat, rain, and mosquitoes is all we've been dealing with here in the Richmond area for the past 4 months. I mean, I remember the rain started back in May. Yeah, lots, you know, like since like it would rain like every weekend or every other day, it would rain, and then places get flooded and mosquitoes start hatching. So now we have mosquitoes all over the place around here. It's like it never ends. Exactly. I don't know if you could hear RJ in the background, but he's agreeing with me. He doesn't like mosquitoes either. So we're ready for fall, aren't we? Yeah. Yeah. He's ready for fall. He's ready for hoodie weather. Yeah, that's right. You know. Nice to see some leaves change, so it actually feels like autumn around here, especially this time of year with all the ghost stuff going on, all the different paranormal events. You like it to be nice and cool outside. Looks like we're going to have some cooler weather coming up here, though, in a few days, which I'm very happy about. But we have another, looks like there's another storm coming up this way. Because of Tropical Depression, Michael. Yep, it's coming up this way. And so I want to give out, you know, give our prayers to all those who are going to be affected by this storm that's coming up the coast. Or I guess it's not coming up the coast. Is it coming through Texas or something like that? Well, whoever gets in the way of Michael, I know we just had Hurricane Florence hit the Carolinas a few weeks ago, and they're still recovering from that. So, you know, this is a bad time of year for people living in that area, and it might be a bad time of year for people for us because we might be getting some of it too on Thursday. So I'm gonna take a sip of my coffee here. We have a few events coming up the next few weeks. We've got a paranormal investigation at the cabin on 360 this Saturday. It's our event we do to raise money to buy flags for the veterans at Evergreen Cemetery. We go out every Veterans Day and Memorial. I can talk right now. Every Veterans Day and Memorial Day to place flags for the veterans buried in Evergreen Cemetery, which is an abandoned African-American cemetery just outside of Richmond. If you check out my Facebook page, you can see that I've posted some pictures of Evergreen. I have an album on my just go under, you know, on the photos and go under albums, you can find some pictures I posted of Evergreen Cemetery. It's really, really depressing out there. But, you know, it's a good thing to go out there and put these flags out for the veterans that are buried there. Doesn't take much time. Well, I should say that it does take a lot of time, but in the big scheme of things, it didn't take much time to do. And you'll be hanging out with a bunch of cool people and doing a good thing. So, you know, come out on the 13th. Of October, we'll have an investigation on the 13th to raise money to buy the flags with the flags, and then we'll go out and place the flags on the 10th of November. So that's right. And let's see, we got the Hanover Ghost Walk at Night Tour. That's at the Hanover Tavern. It's where you take a tour of Hanover Tavern, and members of Transcend Paranormal tell the stories of their most interesting pieces of paranormal evidence. I have participated in this event. It is very much fun, and I know that's not proper grammar, but you know that's what happens when you're talking on the fly. You mess things up sometimes, but yeah, a lot of fun. $15 a ticket. It's October 21st through 23rd. So come on out and join us out there. That is going to be a lot of fun. And October 26th and 27th, we have a Hidden Rikers bump event. experience an evening of spellbinding accounts in a legendary tales of storytellers relive old English and Virginia Indian legends and folklore. Join us by the fireside and listen to European stories early colonists told as they recounted tales from their homeland. Capture essence of what a colonist felt like between 1607 and 1622 in a strange new land surrounded by danger, darkness, and uncertain peril. The harvest is in, the nights grow longer, and danger lurks in the shadows. Again, another event that I've been a part of for going on 4 years now, and this event right here is a lot of fun. Both of them are a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, but this Henrika's event is a lot of fun because you can walk around the park in the dark, and they tell stories, and they act them out in different locations in the park. And Henrika is like, it's the second oldest established colony in Virginia after Jamestown. So it's a living history museum, and you can walk around, and these characters, you know, who work in the museum, you know, they're there to act out the stories for you. So they have experience, and, you know, you feel like you're immersed in the stories, and sometimes you actually forget that you're, you know, in the 20th century, and you feel like you're back in that time period. So I would definitely recommend going to that. There is a overnight investigation on the 27th, but that is sold out. So, you have to wait till next year to do that. And you can meet with members of Transcend Paranormal and, Commonwealth Researchers of the Paranormal. They, which I'm a member of Commonwealth Researchers of the Paranormal. Man, I have a hard time talking tonight. Whew. Anyways, so that's what's going on here. We had a good weekend up here. We went to King's Dominion on Friday. Took RJ out to the Halloween Haunt event. And while everyone else was scared, he's in the stroller laughing. So, yeah, he had a good time. And my daughter went to homecoming. That was pretty cool. Went and took pictures with her. She looked really pretty in her purple dress that she made by herself, I might add. So I'm very proud of her for that. And that's about it, you know. Angie made a good dinner for us last night. She made some pork chops. Her sister came over, got to meet her for the first time. That was fun. Sitting at my desk, drinking my coffee. Got my boy in the swing next to me. And I'm about ready to talk to Michelle Sullivan and Susan Swanbeck here. They are the founders of Attune Network, which I guess meaning attuned to the spiritual world, I'm thinking. They're also the hosts of Awakening the Unknown. I think that's right. Awakening the Unknown. I think that's what it's called. I have total brain fart there. But I'm looking forward to putting them on right about now. So let's get this started. Hello, ladies.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Ryan. Hi, RJ. How are you guys?
We are doing just excellent. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. It's the ATU Network.
ATU Network. Okay. I thought it was
ATU.
I think it's the Attuned Network. ATU Network.
Yeah,
ATU Network.
Yeah, but that was very clever.
Awaken the
That was really cool.
Just the abbreviation for Awakening the Unknown, but it's just the ATU Network. That's how everybody will find us.
I mean, that's actually pretty cool that you thought of Attuned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
what's
way off in the field there.
What's going on with you guys down in Richmond?
Not much. I mean, like I said, we're just trying to wait for the fall to come out and make its presence known because it sure is hiding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. It really is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'd love to have fall right about now.
Oh, my goodness, I know.
Yeah. Favorite time of the year, trampling and everything
else.
Oh,
totally. I want to go apple picking and go pick pump kids. I want to steal somebody's kids.
I want to get out into the woods without getting eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Oh, but Buck Space,
yes.
Will you help me kidnap little kids so we can go trick or treating? That's what I'm doing, Ryan. I'm gonna make her help me kidnap little kids for trick or treating.
Well, we had the opportunity to go to a private location on an investigation, and those are the EVPs that I sent you. It's an undisclosed location.
As of right now.
We cannot disclose it yet.
Yep. And has never, ever, ever been available and open to the public as of yet, this location, mind you.
Yep.
We were the first paranormal protection team in there. Yeah. Yes.
Well, with another team, too.
Well, they weren't all a team. They were just a mishmash.
No, that was a team.
That was another
team. That was a team and an extra person.
That was a mishmash.
Okay.
That was a mishmash.
They can't mute her mic now.
No, it's a mishmash. Like, he was from one thing. She was from one place.
It's a long story. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, it, we were the
He officially the actual paranormal group to actually officially be a group and go in this. But we had a great time. And the people we were with were like the best. And we are so honored in the first place that they even called and invited us to go in and do this. I mean, this was like, I could die tomorrow. My career is completely all set.
Yeah, for her? Yeah, it definitely
is. I'm golden. I'm golden.
Yeah, no, not me. Not me. I still want to hit an insane asylum.
You can stop now, huh? You can retire. I'm done.
Nope, not me. I have to hit an insane asylum first.
So I'm going to go crazy for you so we can get going into the insane asylum.
No, I want one that's closed down with the people already dead.
Oh, you already want
Yeah, I don't want you to go there and die.
Oh.
I want you, never mind. You're supposed to investigate with me.
I get her all tongue tied up. This is what we do. We have a blast with everything that we do, but, you know, this seriousness also, and when it comes down to get to the nitty gritty, we are serious. But we believe in that laughter is medicine.
Yep.
How'd you guys get together?
Well,
who tells the story way better than I?
Okay, well, I'm actually a videographer and a photographer. So that's kind of like what I do. I Jeremiah, who is a mutual friend of ours, said, you know, my friend's getting married. Maybe you can help her out, give her a discount, and video her wedding. So we knew each other from paranormal investigating, but we never really hung out. And
we crossed paths.
We crossed paths, and I've done some filming for the other team that she was on because paranormal teams will call me as well to come out and film
and
for
them. And I think in the past, unbeknownst, we actually did investigations together, unbeknownst to one another, that we was.
Well, we did the pet cemetery. Pet cemetery. We did that. That was on Channel 95.
Doing her thing. I was doing my thing. I was
directing.
Focused.
It's what I do. But we didn't really hang out much after that. And then when I went to go film a wedding, I looked at her and her total aura and energy changed. And it was like, oh. And it's like, so then we started talking a little bit, and then I get a phone call for an opportunity to do radio, which is something I've never really done. So,
I've dabbled in that in the past.
Yeah, and I just literally, right off the bat, I just knew whose energy would fit, because I'm big on energy, and I think, okay, I know whose energy would fit, because I'm more of like the mom type person, and she's like more of the silly
I'm
type.
I'm a mischievous child.
It works. So we've been hanging out ever since.
Oh, absolutely. Complete, total best friends ever. Like, we know we are soul sisters. We know we have been together in every life. It's how it is. It's just the way we connect. I'm the yin and she's the yang. And we fit. What I can't do, she can do. What she can't do, I can do.
Yeah.
And between the both of us, we literally become one person.
Yeah, it's like we're one brain sometimes.
Yeah, totally. I don't even have to say it.
So like you balance each other out.
Already knows.
It's like what?
You balance each other out. Like a yin and yang type of thing.
Exactly. That's what it is. So, after a year on a different network, we decided that we wanted to open our own network because we wanted to have some different types of shows is what we wanted.
Yeah, we were heading in a different direction, I think, that was the better way. way to say that, really. Because we loved what we were doing. We loved where we were. But we just they were changing things a little bit and going in one direction.
I wanted more time to be able to do more things,
mm-hmm.
like the like different types of shows and different things, and just offer a bunch of different things and have the opportunity with people that I do work with. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, okay, they're in a different country, so they can't very well do it at night
mm-hmm.
because it's more difficult for
yeah.
them. And now I have that ability to schedule something
yeah.
during the day, which is their nighttime.
And she knows I'm always game. 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, I'm always game. I'm always there.
As long as I put the coffee on before she comes,
yeah,
she's
I'm
golden.
Good. I'm
hot trying, and cold coffee all
you know,
the time.
We try to understand about the time zone, so we make it work for everybody. And we are able to reach now, I think, a broader audience than we were able to before.
Right.
You know, which is huge for us. We love the fact that we can help people in Australia and New Zealand
and UK
and the UK
yeah.
and you know just everywhere.
Canada.
It's to us that's epic where we can actually help
time.
Where we need to. You know,
you're worldwide.
Yes, we are. We're global. I don't know if that's good for the world or not, but
we're actually on iHeartRadio as well.
Yeah, and iTunes and Google Play.
Yeah,
wow.
We're on. The first thing I did was I put us on all the platforms.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing I did, and then I applied. Yeah, and that's what I did, and then I started with a different type of program because, like I said, I do the photography and the videography.
Mm-hmm.
I also cut the EVP, which you do happen to have.
I do have
it. So I do. That's all the stuff that I do.
It will self-destruct at 10 minutes after your EVP has been played.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
I kind of like just, I set everything up. It was just something that was in our minds, and we just had to figure out the right time to do it.
Right.
And just
yeah.
something happened, and it was like, okay, it's time.
This is the sign
yeah.
we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
And it happens.
And that's what it is. We just decided to do that. And along the way, when I started, I met Marcy. She's the one that does the Healing Sundays with
yes,
me.
Yes,
and
they're
we've
Healing
been
Sundays.
Friends with her ever since. We've been friends
yes.
for a year now.
Yeah, a
and
whole
now,
year now.
Yep.
And your Healing Sundays with Marcy every Sunday is just getting better and better and better. And she's not even just healing just humans. She's healing animals, too, every Sunday. So whoever misses Healing Sundays, you guys are crazy. You know, you guys got to check out the Healing Sunday. You know, chill out, literally listen to it with your animals, cats, dogs, even birds, it doesn't matter what they are. Literally, it's epic.
Well, it's not just
epic.
The Healing Sundays that I do. We offer a variety of different shows because I'm like the metaphysical person and Michelle's like the paranormal person, so that's the way we actually
mm-hmm.
split it up. She runs
mm-hmm.
the paranormal team, and I basically do, well, not the grunt work, but that's what I love. I love the video, the EVPs.
She gets so absorbed
stuff.
In it.
I get lost in it, so I do
yeah.
like that aspect of it, plus investigate and film and everything else. So
and I'm
like
more the
people
person.
I'll run the radio show. So.
Yeah, and I'm more like the
yeah.
people person, you know, and I like to talk to people, and I never shut up, obviously. And
which is why she's
going.
Great. Just put a mic in front of her and we can get some nice stuff.
I mean,
up
I can talk for hours.
This is big.
I was 5 months
this
old.
This is easy for me.
If you need to get, you need to get a word in, I'll just put my hand over
yeah,
her mouth.
Yeah, just she'll do something.
Think all that. Go ahead.
But it all comes down, honestly, Ryan, to like the fact that we literally are so in love with what we do. And so in love
uh-huh.
with the fact that we are able to help people,
yep.
that even if every show only helps even one person,
that's all
I mean,
that
is all that matters to
yep.
us. We
yeah.
are so sincere in our belief in that,
yep.
that I mean, we couldn't tell you how much. It's just, the scope is huge.
It really is, and it's not always well-known people. Sometimes it's just individuals I run across. It's
mm-hmm.
like, wow, I've got to share this person with the world.
Yes.
You know, and that's
mm-hmm.
what happens. It's just the energy of the individual you meet, and it's not whether or not they're well known or, you know, famous or in the like
mm-hmm.
the Paris celeb or in the metaphysical celeb. It just has to do with who the individual actually is,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I enjoy the most.
Mm-hmm. And we love that we're building a network of people that can help people all as well.
Yeah.
You know, alongside us, beside us, you know, full speed ahead. They're literally able to help, and they're happy to help.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a network of people at our hands which are able to do a multitude of things that, you know, literally can accommodate whoever and whatever. And, I mean, it's just an amazing network.
Oh, definitely.
You know, it really is.
Definitely.
Well, how would you describe
Jibber jabbering away?
Which show?
The Awakening of the Unknown, I guess. The one that
well,
you two are hosting together.
Well, The Awakening the Unknown is we are metaphysical to paranormal.
Everything.
But everything we do has to do with helping others because that's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we might have a UFO specialist. We might have a conspiracy therapist.
Synchronicity.
We might have Hugh Charleston, who does a lot with synchronicities and actually works for the government. And
we
might have a reader on, or Nora Tristello, or we might actually do some drumming or meditation.
Yeah,
or
and if we met like a super cool different person somewhere,
exactly.
We all make sure we get them on our show.
So it's a bunch of different things in one. It's not really something you can categorize into one thing. And every show we do is always Awakening the Unknown because that's who we are.
Yeah.
We just do a variety of different topics.
Yeah.
So ATU is just the network name because it was shorter to write out on iHeartRadio.
And Awakening the Unknown Network.
That would have been hard to write.
Yeah,
come long.
On now.
Yeah, because Awakening the Unknown Network, that was kind of long. So it's like, okay, ATU.
And she speaks Michelinese. So
yeah.
It's very important. That was a very key thing. Like, not many people speak Michelinese. So she's very, very, like, speaking Michelinese. So it was like a good situation, you know? It worked out.
It's
good.
Okay. She reads Susanese.
But we do everything together, right down to even tarot card readings. I mean, everything we do. Even events, I mean, if it's we're doing reading, we're switching off, so both of us have opportunities to spread our love, our power,
it's out there. The way that we work things, we literally talk about everything, we discuss everything,
mm-hmm.
we agree on everything, we do everything that we do as far as the business is together, and we want to go out and play, we'll go out and have fun. So,
yeah,
you know, and that's
so you guys have
to
your own
in order
team?
To have that. I beg your pardon?
You guys have your own paranormal team?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We do now have our very own production team. They're a paranormal team. And I have them trained by our local public access station, our New Bedford public access station. They were trained literally by experts using all types of equipment. And then they had training
mm-hmm.
with us, which we took them through all the paranormal equipment, and we taught them all about the paranormal science part of it.
Right.
So literally well-versed in two things. Plus, each one, like we have a junior investigator, because that's a project that is coming down along the line.
Yeah,
that's all we can say right now about that.
Yeah, well, my junior investigator, he's been investigating since he was 12, so he is also a little bit gifted and really good with EVP and stuff. And then right now I'm training because my background in paranormal came from being the lead psychic investigator.
Right. And which leads us to
mm-hmm.
our other member, who happens to be, like, Stephanie.
Stephanie is the lead psychic investigator in training at the moment.
Yes, our promotional
I find it really important, and I like to have the evidence to match up, and it's just, we literally just ran across her on a show.
Mm-hmm.
She was just
a
guest on a show, and then come to find out, she was actually Michelle's cousin.
Yeah.
We didn't even know.
I mean, my family's
and
so
we just
huge.
Started talking to her and knew, okay, she needs an outlet. And that's
and
what it
was.
She's
the one. It was like, she's the
one.
Yeah,
she's the
one.
I have to have her. She's the one that's going to be the lead psychic investigator. And now she's the promotional director of the network. It's just literally just these people that we run across. And
right. And then Mark has transformed into like he's really enjoying the fact of the whole videography aspect of it.
He is.
He's loving it. He's loving it. He's capturing evidence with his own eye. He's loving the whole part of it. I mean, now that they're all comfortable with using both paranormal equipment and production equipment, I mean, the sky's the limit with them. So they are just having the best time doing it, and they're so good at it. I mean, they followed every single rule that was established, they followed.
I know, but
and we have our style.
Yep.
We have a style. So we don't really teach people how to paranormal investigate like other groups. We have our own style.
Yep.
And where our style works and is successful and it's not disruptive. And it's, and we just have our way of it. And I'm going to explain it a little bit better, that part of it. Again, she'll translate to Michelle and Eve for you, Ryan. Don't worry. She's going to do Michelle and Eve translation.
We're actually uniquely different. We like to have the history actually match up. And a lot of times, me and Stephanie, neither one of us will know the history because
I won't tell them anything about it.
That's what I'm used to, and that's the way that I was trained, so that's the way I'm training Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for me to train her
yeah.
correctly to do what she needs to do, I have to do it as well. So, and then, you know, go around with her at first, and all the stuff that she's talking about, she's getting that, oh, my God, wow factor, because what she's saying is matching up with the actual historical
yeah.
aspect
exactly.
of it. You know, and then once she does her sweep, then we can go in and do the investigation because you need the baseline photos, you need the baseline reading, you need to, especially if you're on a house case, you need to check all your meters to make sure there's no electromagnetic.
I mean, we get down to real estate records.
Right.
Ryan, I take it down to real estate records.
Yeah, she does.
And decades ago, down to even like newspaper articles that are, where people were speaking old English even at the time. You name it. I take the research and deep. And I teach all of our investigators the same way.
Right.
Deep. But during investigations, the firm investigations, like you said, Stephanie's kept, like, it's almost like secluded away. Susan does her thing with her.
Right.
And I take the guys and do the production
uh-huh.
part of it with the cameras and the setting up equipment. And Sue sets up her golden equipment because I can just say where it goes, but I can't touch it because the equipment doesn't like me. But, so I can just say where it goes, but... I mean, everyone it works. We're so gentle, I think. I think we're a lot gentler. I think we're more respectful. I think we treat them like they're alive.
I think he's trying
alive.
To ask a question. I'm sorry. I told you she talks a lot.
I know.
Now she's feeling my cigarette.
So what are some of the places you have been to?
We've been to a major historical location. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we have some secret things going on that will be out on video soon. We're kind of chasing down, I don't know how to put it without giving too much away. We're chasing down cold cases in a very unique way.
Yeah. I figured,
you
know, enough with the well-known places. Let's
take it
a couple of decades.
I couldn't hear what he said.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm shutting up.
I just said I got you.
So, and that's basically what we're doing at the moment. And of course, there's always the private cases when they come up.
Yeah.
But but the historical locations and saving the buildings and things. I'm really big on saving the architectural history of the buildings. You know, because I look at it like from a photographer's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I love the architecture of particular buildings. So.
Yeah, so we try to get
join
as many historical societies and back up as many historical associations as possible because I mean, we do believe that it all starts with history. You know, it really truly does. So
but sometimes the ghosts can be so funny on spirits.
Oh, we have a blast.
I mean, literally, and that's sometimes when you get. The best actual audio evidence is when you're respectful, asking questions, or even just being plain goofy. You know, it as long as you're
I get that
respecting,
a lot.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's
when
not
talking to each
how
other.
Many are you here or any of that. It's,
you're giving them an interrogation,
yeah.
like they're ready to get front of the road, like firing squad. You know, it's just that part is not our style. You know?
No, it's
we
not.
We find out, we
mean,
get the history that we can find out, like, this person loved the animals. This person liked this. This person liked that book. This person liked such and such. You know, we literally will use trigger objects even. We try to find out what the person liked when they were alive and what they liked to do and see if there's anything in common. And we like to talk about that kind of stuff too with them.
Now when,
not just give them the interrogation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I cut the EVPs, I cut them. Like I'm used to for like the production part of it. So when anybody hears the EVPs, you'll get the original just the way it is. And then I loop the actual EVP into three with spaces. And of course it's amplified. No noise is taken out. It's just amplified.
Mm-hmm. Pure.
So everything is just pure with a little bit louder because
I
found it easier for people that didn't understand it to have the ability to understand what was going on.
Tell you what, let's let's go ahead and play some of these EVPs here. I'm going to go ahead and increase the volume here. This first one is I'm Sorry.
Oh, that was funny.
You want to tell
us
about that one?
There's a little,
you'd have to hear this one first because it really is funny.
All right, I'm going to play it.
It really is funny.
And then you can tell us about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Will it ever freeze? You gotta give it time to answer.
Yeah, you can handle that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
I wonder what the story is about.
It makes me laugh when I think about what happened at the time.
Well, what happened?
Because I broke the rule.
Yes.
I was bad.
When you're actually asking, like, questions, like, general questions, sometimes it takes a little bit of energy for the spirits to actually manifest. So we've always teached everybody that we work with to take a little bit of time. But Michelle was very excited over this particular location that she was trying to jump too many questions at once. So I corrected her, and then our junior investigator corrected her, which is hilarious. And then the ghost apologized.
Yes, the ghost actually apologized. Like,
said, I'm sorry.
That she couldn't respond fast enough. But I got reprimanded pretty good on that little
section.
That's funny.
It's really cute, and this is the stuff that we come up with. It's just very cute.
Oh, we get the cutest EVPs, honestly. I mean, we get invited for cake. We get invited.
I didn't send them that one.
Oh, yeah. We have an EVP where just a local cemetery of ours, and we went in.
Yeah, we've been testing out some new equipment, and
yeah.
we'll do it, and we'll go to a local cemetery. Well, we've never been to this one, so we went there to test out the equipment, and somebody in English accent said, would you like a piece of cake?
Yeah.
They wanted it to stay. So.
They like the company, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't send that one though. That's one of my favorite ones.
I'll put that one in the file.
Well, I got Malarious here.
Oh,
you know the definite.
You want to play it first or?
Oh, play it first because you got to hear this story.
Oh gosh.
All right, here we go. What is malaria?
Oh,
is that malaria? Like, yeah,
well,
malaria? Or what is that?
I had to look that one up. I did not know what malaria meant, and I knew that it wasn't Wampanoag because
we
didn't get a lot of Wampanoag down here, so I looked that one up. So malaria is actually the combination of malaria. When you get a high fever with malaria, you have, like, hallucinations.
Yeah, you get all
Yeah.
Okay, so the combination of malaria and hilarious is malaria. I actually had to look this word up. And it pretty much means, cabeza in the head, crazy,
nut job, everything else.
I mean, that voice sounded a little crazy to me.
Yeah.
That voice was a little scary, not going to lie.
That was an older woman to me. I didn't get any negative vibe feeling off that.
She was literally making fun of me.
Right.
Because of what I was doing.
Have you ever seen those old-fashioned phones where they just sit and, like, the talking piece is down and you just pick up the earpiece to put it to your ear to talk?
The antique phone.
The older one. Okay. Well,
yeah, like the candlestick phone?
Michelle had it backwards.
Okay.
She had the earpiece trying to talk into it to have a conversation with the ghost, and the piece that you talk into in her ear.
I didn't know.
So, that's what we got just before I corrected her. That's hilarious. And it was an older woman. We know it was an older woman in there.
Yeah.
Because we checked the history.
She called me malaria because of how dumb I was trying to use the phone.
Well, I can't really blame her for that.
I can't figure out how to use the telephone.
I got to turn her mic down.
I didn't even know how to use the very basic microphone.
It was so funny, and then for the ghost, I said, oh, my God, Michelle, you got to hear this one.
So the ghost is calling you out.
Yeah, definitely. And I completely agree with her, you know what I mean? Completely.
That's funny.
I mean, I didn't know. I mean, I barely can touch the telephone without it doing something crazy, you know?
Well, because she investigates, but she's used to old school, like compasses and all that other things. And I'm like more of the techie person, so I'll pretty much set something up and hand it to her and say point and shoot or take a picture type thing.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it is. So I just thought it was really, really hilarious that she couldn't figure out the actual phone.
Oh, my gosh, it was hilarious.
Hilarious
and
or
ghost,
malarious?
Ghost also thought it was.
Malarious.
Yes, malarious.
It was
malarious.
Very malarious.
Yes. I mean, to me, it almost like saying malice, you know, like I'm up to no good, but I'm a little crazy
yeah.
about the whole thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's exactly what she's describing me to a T. No
words.
And I totally, I would laugh for myself too. When you look back at me and you see the video and you see me trying to figure out the telephone, you see me with a look of confusion like no other. But so I tried to use the phone, so best I could figure out.
Well, I've got this next one here. Looks like it's called She Found Us.
Yes.
Oh yes. Yes.
I'm gonna go ahead and play this one for you, girl.
Yes.
Okay.
It's death.
That
okay,
one is
well, that,
kind of hard to hear.
That one is very hard to hear. It's very soft. That's what I like to call a Class B EVP.
Yeah.
But that's talking with the point, even though I was working at that particular time with Stephanie, our psychic, and I wanted her to be able to follow the energy of what was going on, and that's what was happening. She was walking around following the energy, and I had the recorder with me at the time, including a camera. I always have a camera with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the camera and I had the recorder, and I was following her around. So that proves the point that she was actually right. But the breathiness of she found and then it gets very breathy.
Yeah.
It's a little difficult to hear, but to me it just mowed the point that when you're working with individuals, you can get, you know, actual, I'm having a brain fart of the term here.
AVP?
No, you can get actual proof that, you know.
Validation.
Thank you, validation. That's the
total
word.
Validation.
There it
you
is.
Need one
that's
brain,
the word.
Yeah.
Yes. And the amazing part is we're very blessed that we always have validation for our evidence. We can back up our evidence 150%. We make sure of that. And that's because we put in our legwork. That's definitely because we put in our legwork. I believe.
Well, it's always good to get validation for what you do. You know, anytime you do anything like that, you want to get validation for it.
Exactly. And I think it really helps because, like I said, she's a total newbie, even a newbie to her gifts.
Uh-huh.
And for the spirits to actually, you dropped something, Michelle.
Oh, my ice pack.
For the spirits to actually let her know that, yes, you did find us, you know, you found the energy.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's amazing right there.
We just had such fabulous interaction that night.
Yeah, we really
with
did.
Where we were. It was just an absolute incredible experience. We can't wait to
well,
tell
it felt like a real location from what I've been
more.
Able to hear so far.
Excuse me?
I said it sounds like a great location from what I've been able to hear so far.
Definitely. When it's finally open to the public, it's going to be a fantastic
This location has never, ever, ever been open to the public.
No, we actually have a full body apparition on photo that we're not sharing yet.
Yes, we are not sharing yet.
Oh.
And we do know who it is.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah. So everyone's going to have to watch Awakening and Knowing and keep track of what we're up to find out what exactly.
That's what I call
a
teaser right there.
Next.
That's exactly the point.
Put it this way. This place has never, ever, ever been open to the public, ever.
Ever.
Till this day, it's still not open to the
not
public.
Yet.
We were invited and blessed to get in there.
Yep.
You know, Stephanie and Mark and Joe, our production team, our investigative team, were blessed to do their very first investigation in this location.
Yep.
And from a paranormal sense, it's the holy grail of all locations. So I can't wait to tell everyone all about it. And it's just super.
That's our holy grail.
Yeah,
I want to find an insane asylum, people.
Well, listen, we are so good. I'm going to say it right now. We are so bomb,
We're bond.
We're so bomb.
We're bond?
We're bomb.
We don't want to be bond.
But we don't want to live so bomb that, you know, we're blessed with what we do. We it never falters. I'm just,
no, we enjoy
I always enjoy everything we do, and that's what it is.
We enjoy all of it.
But yes, you're going to have to follow
that's
what
awesome.
You know, watch out what H2 girls are up to. Because
yes,
our reveal.
You guys have a YouTube channel or what? Is that what you guys do?
Yes, we do. I have a couple of YouTube channels. We have Awakening the Unknown, and then my production one, which has a variety of different things in the past. Ghost shows are shows that I've actually edited for people are up there as well, and that's Awakening Spirit
uh-huh.
in production.
Yep, and you can go find my paranormal modeling photos.
Actually, the photo that you actually have up on Blog Talk is one of mine that I took.
Because I also applied to
that of Michelle.
Yes. That was something else that we crossed paths with in the past.
That's what it was. That's the final night I knew that was it. She was my BFF the night I went out.
Yeah.
And she was my model for a photo shoot I did.
Nobody gets ice cold water and gets ice cold nipplers unless you're the bestest friend in the whole world got your back and just how it is. She got my back. I have her back. You know, when I need a brain, I can borrow hers. It's great.
Well, thank you. thank you.
Yeah. It was very nice.
I had a good time doing that. Thank you.
We are so glad that you invited us tonight. We had a great time tonight, Ryan.
Well,
even
I'm
glad. We
saw two of our EVPs. You took a trip to Trudy's room here. We got to hear the story about behind Trudy's room.
Oh, yes. Go for it.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and play it.
Okay, that's
what
happened Trudy's room.
Room.
Oh, Trudy's room ensuite.
Yeah.
I can't say the name.
Well, the lady of the house
always
had a maid at her disposal, and that usually meant a room was very discreetly sequestered for the lady of the house.
Right, but see, Michelle had asked if it was someone else's room, like a relative, and the spirit actually did correct us and said it was Trudy's room and ensuite.
Like an ensuite.
She had an ensuite in her room, which is basically a bathroom, a lavatory.
Yeah, she was lucky enough to have a bathroom.
Ladies is what it was. So we were asked what the particular room was.
We got the correction of whose room it really was, which is amazingly validating.
Yeah.
And we, we would expect from a very, very wealthy family at that time. She had a maid literally at her disposal at all times. And the maid felt very lucky and blessed that she actually had an actual flushing toilet.
Yeah, and a lavatory bathroom
in her room. I guess most maids at that time obviously didn't have that.
No, they usually had to share.
So she wanted to brag about her bathroom. She had a little fabulous
bathroom. Yeah, I think it was the lady of the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So she bragged that her servant had a wonderful bathroom and a nice lavatory, which most maids didn't happen to have that luxury.
And then that's what it is. We'll literally ask and compliment. Sometimes we'll talk about the woodwork and who commissioned it and how did you have this commissioned as far as particular properties. When we're not dealing with a negative case, so we're just going in trying to get the history to match up with some of the things that are happening.
Right.
And that's what that's when we have the most fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
When we're having fun, they're having fun.
And I love the fact that they're interacting, and that's it.
So they're interacting.
They're aware. They're interacting is what they're doing.
Yes. So.
All right, we got one more to
EVP.
One more.
Ooh, what's the...
I don't know what I said.
Would you
what's
like it
one?
Now? I think it's would you like it now.
Oh.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
I would like it now. Let's go for it.
We get as much baseline with lighting, so we have stuff to pay attention to.
That one you can hear.
Okay, well,
that one's pretty pretty clear.
That's one of the Class A. I had to send up the Class B only because working with somebody we literally just ran across who called into our radio show, happens to be local. She was gifted and needed help, and now she has these outlets. But that particular EVP isn't an aware spirit. It's a residual loop.
That
is what it is.
Residual
so
spirit.
The difference with that one is we were at the time actually setting up equipment, explaining to the crew what it is that we need to do, who's going where, and we had all that going on. But I always have a recorder on. So at the time, we were close, but not in that particular room, which is one of the parlors. I think it was
one of the parlors.
Yeah, it was one of the parlors. It was a room. I was very attracted to that room. So that's when a spirit had asked, would you like it now? So evidently there was something that must have happened at that particular time all the time. So the energy loop kind of replays and sometimes comes out as like an EVP, which is the electric voice phenomenon.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I should say this.
And that's very clear, too.
My
Thank
mom
you.
Always told me I have a face radio, Susan. What do you think?
My daughter's over here listening to this conversation.
She paid me 25 cents to say that.
Oh, my God. My house is hilarious.
I'm an April Fool baby, Ryan, if that makes any sense to you. And the more you get to know us, that'll definitely come to realization.
Yeah. I'm a Gemini, so, you know.
My girlfriend was born on Friday the 13th in May.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's definitely one. So, but what it is sometimes you'll get interactive and the spirits that are actually communicating with you and they're aware. Mm-hmm. And then you also will receive EVP, which is more of a residual energy loop or something that will occur just out of particular energy. And I guess by the people being in the house before us, we showed up, I think, an hour after. Yeah, an hour after they started before us. So there was already energy manifesting to a location that hasn't really been investigated before. So we were there. We were setting up. You've got all kinds of equipment. So now pretty much it's like plugging in a battery. So these residual loops that you do here, whether it's like a video or the EVP, not the AVP, but I didn't send that one up. We did get an AVP.
We did get an AVP.
But it was a Class B, and it's really hard to hear. But
our Mark, actually down in the basement of the location, actually heard it, ha, 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 like AVP, like clear as day.
Yeah.
And came running into the other room.
It's crazy how
it creeps them out.
It's crazy how
so
you can
bad.
Hear things with your ears and then not hear it on a recorder like that. It's just weird how that happens sometimes.
It's how they're wanting to make their imprint, how their energy can imprint each one.
Oh, definitely. I think that one was clear on the camera he had working at the time. But
yeah.
I didn't. This was all on my Zoom H2. I didn't pull anything off of the actual video.
So there will be more. There is still going to be more.
Yeah, there's more.
I didn't send
all the ones. I just sent certain ones that are fun to talk about. But
and again, if people follow Awakening the Unknown and ATU Network, they'll get to be on top of every little bit of news that comes out, every new EVP that comes out, because we still got tons of video to go through.
Yeah.
And as you know, an hour-long video can give us a lot of EVPs.
Oh, yeah.
To break that down.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
I know all about that. Trust me. It takes forever to go through an hour's worth of recording. So you gotta stop every few minutes, hopefully, and go back and listen. So a half hour of recording
like
could take an hour.
After a while.
So 1 hour could take two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a while.
So there's even more to come, everyone. More. I mean, I'm so excited.
We're excited to see what's coming out, what comes next.
I tell you, I want everyone in the universe excited about this because this is the most epic thing. I can't wait to say the words out loud, Ryan. You have no idea. I can't.
Honestly, this is killing her worse than anything else.
We'll have to have you back on the show when you can put out your evidence and talk about it a little bit more.
Okay. Okay, we can make that deal happen, because you're gonna you're gonna definitely want to, and that's what excites me the most is that, wow, I love history. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, and
wow,
really
I love
into the history, and like I said, I'm into the techie part of it. So, Yeah, it's just, it is what it is, and we love what we do, and when we're doing something for historical purpose, is that actually we have a passion behind it at the same time. Can't really say much more.
Yeah.
So that is definitely something that we're going to take our time putting together and check, double check, recheck. And sometimes it's like four of us in my office over here.
Yeah.
Literally, I mean, two people with headphones, two people staring at it, going over that.
We're watching you look
going
over
the video at that time. So,
literally
everything. Hey, I saw this. Hey, listen to this.
I can't wait.
We're definitely excited to see what you guys have coming out next. We're almost out of time here. We got about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to give you this time to plug whatever you guys have coming up and you plug your network and just let them know all your links and stuff, how people can get in touch with you and everything.
All right. Now, Susan is the one who knows all the stuff.
Well, you can find us on the ATU Network under pretty much any platform, which is iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play. We're on about 10 different platforms as far as
Comcast,
that.
Comcast, Xfinity.
Okay, that is, and you always do this, that's the video part of it. Under video, you can find us under Awakening the Unknown on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook on Awakening the Unknown.
Mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram.
Twitter, Instagram, and all those places as
LinkedIn.
Well. You can also find us at awakeningtheunknown.com, which is the website. Which we'll be adding a few more pages to that as well.
We're everywhere, Ryan.
Those are the
you're all
around, and of course. So literally, I put us everywhere we could, and then we have Healing Sundays. We have our show still every Thursday night. You never know.
You never know. We might have a random show.
And literally, we have random shows popping up here and there. The guests that can only make it on a certain day. So.
Sometimes you meet somebody, you meet that person, has to happen that day.
Yep.
It'll happen that day.
Check in to see what we got coming up because you just never know
with
us.
You never know what we're going to be up to.
Nope. And we're usually up to something.
And I can't wait because this news that we have to tell everybody is the worldwide news. It's not just local. It's worldwide. So I can't wait.
She wants to hold the press conference.
It's exciting.
It's press conference worthy.
Well, hopefully you'll come back on the show and talk to us about it when it comes out, because I'm really excited for it.
Oh, you gotta be get excited, even though you don't have a clue. Get excited.
Hey,
because
I get excited. I've heard the EVPs. I can get excited. I know what's coming. You know, this is any indication of what's coming. I mean, that's pretty great. You know, so I'm excited for you guys. I'm very happy for you guys.
I'm telling you, I'm going to tattoo the big letters OMG on my forehead because of what's even more to come. So, yes,
it's still more EVP. And some of them are connected to a lot of the history, so I got to be careful what I put out there.
But when we do OMG.
I don't want you guys to spoil it for everybody. But I want to thank you guys for coming. I won't ask you more. But I want to thank you guys for coming on the show tonight and talking to me and sharing some of your experiences. And I look forward to talking to you down the road.
Excellent.
And hope you guys have a great night. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well,
I'm glad. I had a great time, too. Thank you very much.
Oh, awesome, Ryan.
Hey, we're a lot of fun. You can tune in anytime.
Again, Awakening the Unknown. You can find us on any platform. Come and check us out.
Come on, listen to them. They're great. I might call in. I may need to be healed on Sunday, so I'm going to call in
for
you guys.
And if you got a dog, bring your dog.
Yeah, literally, the tones. My cat comes up for the tones sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, my cat will come in, and Marcy has the tones for my cat.
If I had a cat, I'd make her call him, too. All right, well, we got to get going.
It's great for the whole family.
Thank you so much. I know you're going to close up.
Thank you. Have a great
night. Thank
you again. Next time we talk, we'll be talking press conference.
That's right. That's right. Exclusively on the Freaking Awesome Paranormal Show.
You're never going to be able to close the show. I know this.
All right, girls. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much for having us. Our pleasure, totally.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye, darling.
Mm. All right, guys. Well, that's it. Sorry. Got lost track of time. I'm holding RJ here. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I want to thank the girls from Awaken the Unknown to come on, for coming on and talking to me. I'm looking forward to seeing what they have to offer. I mean, they're big evidence. Their show is, you know, their show and everything. Looking forward to seeing that, seeing their paranormal evidence. I wish nothing but the best for them. And that's it. What do you think, RJ? Ready to go? Yeah, he's ready to go. All right. Well, thanks again, Susan Swanbeck and Michelle Sullivan, for coming on the show. Like I said, I look forward to seeing the rest of your evidence. I know that this case is going to be huge, so hopefully you'll come back on the show and talk to me once you are able to talk about the location a little bit more. Again, thanks very much, and I hope everyone has a great night. We'll see you next Monday with Holly Mullins. She's coming back to the show. My former co-host is coming back for our birthday celebration. So hope you guys have a great night. Goodbye.